Support American-made, tariff-free clothing with American Giant with American Giant. They aren't affected by tariffs because their clothing products never left the U.S. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1 pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to aero hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.
Pigeons of Ghana via our various affiliates live on X Spaces Facebook. The Midday News is supported by Petrosol Platinum Energy, energizing dreams. Coming up, security detail at private residence of EC chairperson Jean Mensa withdrawn with no police or military presence on site at the once heavily guarded building. We have details coming up shortly. Also, the swearing in of new Supreme Court justices is more than a symbolic event. Words of President Mahama, as he describes it, as a clear indication that the reset has truly begun, not just in rhetoric, but through real action and institutional change.
We're building a new Ghana, one where our institutions work, leadership listens, and merit is rewarded, and justice is blind not to truth, but blind to bias.
Also coming up, husband of Evangelist Agrada says he's unfazed by the 15-year jail term handed to her by an Accra Circuit Court, describing it as a possible spiritual or targeted attack.
Oh,
also coming up. It's a final day in the Bono Ahafo Zonal Championship today, and there we're live.
Yes. Skeletal system.
I'll give it to you.
The excitement was super. All I have to tell them is they should learn.
These and more coming up with me, Mamisi Nyamiche Thompson. This is Joy News, independent, fearless, and credible. The security detail previously stationed at the Laboni residence of Electoral Commission Chairperson Jean Mensa has reportedly been withdrawn. A visit by our news team revealed no visible police presence, with the once heavily guarded entrance now quiet and the police barricade removed. This development comes just days after NDC National Chairperson Johnson Esiedun Ketia called for the dismissal of Jean Mensa and her two deputies. Here's what we observed.
So that right there is the residence of the EC chair, Jean Mensa. And the security detail here has been withdrawn. Ordinarily, if you get here, you're going to see a police checkpoint with men in uniform guarding the place. But it is a different case as at now. And we do not know whether they have been reassigned, whether she has traveled, or what the case is. But what we know right now is that there is no security detail here as it used to before. The police barricade has been moved onto the other side of the road, resting here, which is not what it used to be. You can see the police checkpoint with the inscription written stop there, being pushed to the other side of the road, which ordinarily would have been placed somewhere here to ensure that, you know, the EC chair is giving the adequate security that she and her family needs. But it is not here now. But we do not know, as I mentioned earlier, whether or not she is in the country, she has traveled, or what the case is. But what we can confirm to you now is that there is no security whatsoever if you come to the residence of the EC chairperson, Madam Jean Mensa.
And so that's what Joyneus is learning about Madam Jean Mensah's house currently. Now, the swearing-in of the seven new justices to the Supreme Court today is more than a ceremonial event. According to President John Mahama, it is a signpost that the reset of Ghana's democracy has begun not just in words, but in action and within institutions. At a ceremony held at the presidency, the president warned against political interference and intimidation, stressing that a strong judiciary is not a threat to government, but rather a foundation of democratic governance. We'll hear from the president shortly, but first, one of the newly sworn in justices, Justice Senior Jamafe, talked about the long journey to the Supreme Court bench.
To the people of Ghana, we promise that we will dispense justice to all manner of people without fear or favor, ill will or affection. We also promise you equal justice and the law. The journey for some of us up to today has been exceptionally long. But you never gave up on us. You kept encouraging us, praying for us, and supporting us. You have the faith and confidence that this day will arrive. Finally, it has arrived.
Well, we can hear from President John Mahama as he speaks about the beginning of the reset of Ghana's institutions.
I await the report of the H. Kwesi Prempeh Constitutional Review Committee in August this year, and I'm hopeful that their report will contain recommendations that will make our judiciary more effective and just. Ladies and gentlemen, history teaches us that where the judiciary is strong, society is stable. Where the judiciary is impartial, citizens feel secure. And where the judiciary is respected, democracy flourishes. We must protect our courts from political interference, economic manipulation, and public intimidation. An independent judiciary is not a threat to government, it is a partner in nation building. We need justices who are not swayed by popularity or pressure, but are anchored in the Constitution and driven by a genuine desire to uphold justice without fear or favor.
Well, President Mahama also spoke about plans to digitize the courts, something he believes will strengthen the justice system.
A reformed and revitalized Ghana must rest on the firm foundation of a credible, independent, and efficient justice system. In our Ghana We Want vision, the judiciary is not a passive bystander in nation building. It is an active guarantor of rights, an enabler of development, and a check on the excesses of power. The judiciary must not only speak the language of the law, it must understand the heartbeat of the nation. It must be alert to the needs of low-income individuals, mindful of the struggles faced by our women and children, and sensitive to the anxieties of our citizens who feel excluded, unheard, or unseen. In our reset republic, access to justice must not depend on status or wealth. It must not be the privilege of a few, but it must be the rights of all citizens. And that is why under the reset agenda, we'll pursue key reforms to digitalize and modernize the court's processes to reduce delays, to improve court infrastructure and working conditions across the country, to expand legal aid and public defender services, to strengthen judicial training and ethics, and to deepen collaboration between the bench, the bar, and the broader civic space.
When a 24-year-old Kwame was picked up for murder in 2023, he thought he'd get a fair hearing within weeks. But without a lawyer and no money, he had spent nearly 2 years behind bars awaiting trial. His story is one of many, as the Legal Aid Commission says it is severely understaffed, leaving thousands like Kwame stuck in the system without legal help. Rita Kunkunti Ali of the commission says the lack of personnel is directly contributing to Ghana's prison overcrowding crisis. She spoke during a legal outreach organized by the Ghana, the Greater Accra chapter of the Ghana Bar Association in the Nsawam prisons, aimed at reducing inmate numbers and bringing legal help to those who can't afford it.
I am at the Legal Aid Commission, but I tell you what, we are understaffed at the commission. We are overwhelmed with cases, and so even though the commission has been set up by the state to deal with this kind of people who do not have money on their own to engage private lawyers, we are not many The lawyers at the commission are not many to deal with all these cases. Majority of the inmates here are on remand, which means that their cases have not yet been tried. And for some of them, the reason why their cases have not been tried is because they do not have lawyers. Because if you have a lawyer, your lawyer is going to push and, you know, get your case heard in good time. But for some of them, because they don't have lawyers, they are almost like forgotten. They are here, they can be here for years, and their case will not be heard. So this is very, very, very important. It's very necessary. It's all about justice.
Meanwhile, the Eastern Regional Commander and OIC of the Nsawam Medium Prisons, DDP Patrick Thomas Seydu, is also making a fresh appeal to government, this time for an urgent review of the daily feeding allowance allocated to prisoners. He describes the current 1 cedi 80 pesos per inmate per day as woefully inadequate given current food prices.
Sure, it is a challenge feeding because they are being fed on 1 cedi 80 pesos a day. And then this has persisted over a decade ago. And then we know what is obtained currently in the market. So the feeding rates of 1 cedi 80 pesos to provide 3 square meals, not only that, but nutritious meals for the inmates, is definitely a challenge.
Residents in parts of northeastern Accra are facing dry taps today as the Ghana Water Company undertakes a 12-hour water shutdown for emergency repair works. There's more on the following report.
The shutdown will affect areas including Dodua, Oyarifa, Madina, Adenta, Ashalebutwe, East Legon, Abokobi, Hachu, Agboba, and Ashongan. The interruption starts at 6 a.m. and is expected to last until 6 p.m. today. Ghana Water Company says the shutdown is necessary to carry out emergency repair works at the pond treatment plant. The company is urging residents to store enough water and has provided hotlines and WhatsApp numbers for essential service providers needing assistance. The company assures customers that supply will resume as soon as the work is completed.
Fred Smith with that report. Now, the husband of evangelist Patricia Esiedwa Esiama, also known as Agradan, says he's unfazed by her arrest, calling it a possible spiritual or targeted attack. Speaking to the media, he insisted the church remains open and he'll continue the ministry in her absence, describing the situation as part of the trials of God's calling. Nana Agradan, a former traditional priestess turned evangelist, was sentenced to 15 years in prison with hard labor for fraudulent religious activities. And here that the husband of Nana Agradan, who is currently serving 15 years in prison. Now, striking members of TOGH say they won't return to work until their concerns are addressed. The union has declared an indefinite strike over GTEC's refusal to recognize their reps on university governing councils. President Abdullahi Sulemana Rahman says the action takes immediate effect across all campuses. Nana Bachi Yadom has the following report.
Tebukana has a long way to go, but has come to stay.
The indefinite strike by the Tertiary Education Workers Union of Ghana has become necessary after repeated appeals and a 7-day ultimatum to GTEC expired without any resolution. The union is demanding the withdrawal of TUC's appointment as workers' representative on all university governing councils. Addressing the press, National President Suleiman Abdulrahman insists this move is unfair, unlawful, and undermines the union's legitimate right to represent its members in university governance.
The Tertiary Education Workers Union of Ghana, TUGH, has been left with no choice but to take drastic and immediate action. This action is necessitated by the failure of relevant authorities to address our long-standing demands and uphold the principles of fairness, transparency, and democracy in the governance of tertiary education institutions. The TUGH reiterates its unwavering commitment to the following non-negotiable demands. Number one, we demand the immediate and unconditional withdrawal of TUC's appointment as workers' representative on governing councils, given the blatant disregard for democratic principles and the rights of majority union.
Suleiman Rahman said the union views GTEC's action as an attempt to sideline their members and deny them a voice in critical decision-making processes.
Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1 pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to aero hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com
has, however, declared an indefinite strike until their demands are met.
We will not compromise on our demands or back down in the face of adversity. We also call on the other labor unions, stakeholders, and all well-meaning Ghanaians to support our just cause. Together, we can ensure that the rights and interests of workers in tertiary education institutions are protected and respected to guarantee industrial harmony in the traditional public universities. In accordance with our union's constitution and the provisions of the Labour Act 2003, Act 651, and the powers vested in me, TUGH hereby declare an indefinite strike action effective today, Thursday, 3rd July 2025, until our demands are met.
TUGH Ghana has also called for the establishment of a transparent, democratic, and verifiable process to determine union representation across tertiary institutions. For Joy News, Nana Bwachi Dankweyadom. Kumasi.
Ghana has a long way to go.
The minority in Parliament is demanding answers from Lands and Natural Resources Minister Emmanuel Amakofi-Bua for what they say is the failing fight against Galamsey under the current administration. Delivering remarks on the floor of Parliament, Minority Chief Whip Frank Anodonpre insisted that the minister be hauled before MPs.
Speaker, it's heart-wrenching that farm products harvested in the areas of parts of Eastern Region and you name it, its environs. I see my respected MPs here. It is reported that mercury is found in some of these farm products. It may be true or not. It's been widely reported. Now, the Galamseyers are now heading to the main road, the Accra-Kumasi road. It's under threat. It's under threat. Turbidity levels of our water bodies getting out of hand. We can't be silent as the people's representatives. The Minister for Lands and Natural Resources, the Honorable Amakofi-Bua, who has refused, and the executive, backed by the executive, refused to bring the mining lease agreement. Anytime I raise it, majority leader was, I'm in agreement with you. I'm in agreement. It is one thing being in agreement, and it's another thing raising the matter and convincing cabinet to ensure that this agreement is brought to this house. Why would the executive take us for granted? Up to now, it's been more than a month. Goldfields Diamond are mining. 3 months. The people's representatives have still not seen these agreements. Coupled with the fact that water bodies are being destroyed, farmlands are being destroyed with its intended effect of food security, we can't keep quiet. Amokofi was to find his way here. Next week, he should be the next minister on the bill. Apart from the energy minister, the lands minister should be here. Unless, of course, you are telling us that now you are not interested in the Galamsey fight, then the people of this country will know.
Parliamentary Affairs Correspondent Kwaku Asante joins me in studio with some more information about this. Kwaku, well, the minority has also been raising issues about missing excavators. What's the issue exactly?
Well, we know that in the last few days there's been a conversation about the MDF, the Minerals Development Fund, and their CEO, who actually in an interview did say that she had seized some excavators and deposited them at the police station, and they had actually not seen the whereabouts of that. Of course, in subsequent days, she has sought to clarify a statement on that. But the minority are demanding answers. Professor Kingsley Nyakong is MPP MP for Kwadaso.
Just this week, we've heard in the news that some 33 excavators developed wings and they flew. They disappeared. And there is a warning signal that 40 excavators that were seized and placed in the custody of the police, and all of a sudden, they became like birds, and 30 of them cannot be found. There is a worrying development that we need to find answers to. With respect to you and the House, if we can get the Interior Minister here to explain the circumstances that led to the disappearance of these 33 excavators and their whereabouts.
Okay, cool. How did the majority respond to this?
Well, the leader himself, Mahama Yar'Adua, did say that this government has not given up on the fight against illegal mining. And in fact, they are deploying all arsenals available to the government to do so. And that a claim by the minority that it appears the NDC have given up on illegal mining fight is simply not tenable.
Mr. Speaker, Galamsey activities. Indeed, it is our promise that we will deal firmly and ruthlessly with Galamsey. We have embarked on this war. We have confiscated a lot of money, and you said, I can assure you, mining activities, issue activities were ongoing. In we made it a major environmental sponsor, use the use of huge movements that of devastation of our environment. If we are able to stop the excavators and earth moving equipment from being used, and even just confine it to the artisanal activities of people just, you know, using pickaxes and etc., would have considerably narrowed down the extent of damage caused by Galamsey. So I'm happy and I'm confident, and I can report with all confidence that the level of devastation that we saw a year ago is no longer happening at the Galamsey sites. We are not saying that we have totally wiped out Galamsey, but we have dealt a deadly blow at Galamsey.
I am still listening to the Midday News here on Joy 99.7 FM. We'll take a quick break. We return with sports, and also it's the final day in the Bono Ahafo Zonal Championship today. We're live there.
Yes.
Skeletal system.
I'll give it to you.
Me, the excitement was super. All I have to tell them is they should learn.
When budgets are tight and money difficult to come by, you want to be sure you get the best value for your money. These are not times to be spending money fixing expensive engine problems because of cheap fuel and lubricants. Drive to a petrol source station today and buy your quality fuel and lubricants, and rest assured of fuel that lasts long and lubricants that prevent expensive engine problems. Hear the sound. Petrosol, clean fuel in full quantity.
Welcome back to the Midday News. And right about now, the Interior Minister Muntaka Mubarak is responding to the withdrawal of security at EC Chairperson's house.
Security around every neighborhood. But VVIPs like the chair of the, Electoral Commission, she has a boy called Kesnap, bodyguard. Her gate is manned 24/7, just like the Chief Justice just like the Speaker of Parliament and all others. And that we are doing. And I'm sure you can call her and find out, and she can confirm that, no, she has both her and her deputies, her office is protected.
But what went into the decision to withdraw the military and replace with the police?
Why should the military be performing civilian functions? I mean, our country is not at war. Why should you draw in the military? I mean, you know, the use of military sometimes sends wrong signal to the ordinary citizens. Police are trained with a civilian mind. The military are supposed to concentrate to provide security for our external or our territorial integrity. So when we draw them in, we are reducing the number of personnel that the military has to perform those difficult tasks that is usually performed by the military.
Is this exercise going to be limited to the EC chair alone, or are we going to see this cut across?
That's everywhere. I mean, you can find out from the former defense minister, you can find out from almost all the civilians that were using militia. All of that has been withdrawn. All that without exception. And this is a decision that we took as a new government, and that's our policy, no civilian. And we even encourage our own members who are ordinary, before they took their offices that they were occupying, some persons were providing military service to them. Yet when we came, we decided that everybody should be protected with police, and that's what we are doing.
Right, but our independent checks at her residency shows that at the time we went, though, there were no police officers on the ground.
That's not true. I mean, who says that providing security to me as interior minister is to see police all over the streets around my house? They are supposed to be minding my gate. And that's what we are doing. And I'm saying that far out from her, are people minding her gate? Yes, they are minding her gate. They are following her wherever she goes. Yes.
All right. Finally, before I let you go, let's get clarity. Did you have a communication with her prior to the withdrawal of the military?
Yes, I personally did with her. You can ask her, and she'll tell you I did.
You wrote to her or you called her?
I called her. I talked to her. All those involved. You can ask the former defense minister. I called him personally to give them her start. I gave them when it was even going to start. All that.
And they were in agreement.
It's all about you, agreement. We are supposed to provide security for you. And we are telling you that this is how we are going to do it. It's not for you to agree with
you. All right. Thank you so much for.
And you had the Interior Minister Muntaka Mubarak explaining the situation at EC Chairperson's house to my colleague Carlos Kaloni on the Joy News Channel. And that you're still listening to the Midday News here. Moving on, fresh data from the Ghana AIDS Commission indicates that the Greater Accra region has recorded most HIV cases and new infections. The report also reveals over 18,000 children nationwide are reported to be living with the virus. Maxwell Aklobotu, a member of a Joy News Research Desk, has more on the following report.
The Greater Accra region tops the chart among all 16 regions with the highest number of persons living with HIV. Recent data from the Ghana AIDS Commission shows that the region currently has over 77,000 people living with the virus. Isaiah Doe is the Director of Research, Monitoring and Evaluation at the Ghana AIDS Commission.
Greater Accra, 77,821 out of the 334 or so people living with HIV. The greatest burden is on Greater Accra.
The data also revealed that over 18,000 children are living with the virus.
Now, children living with HIV, 0 to 14, 18,229 children living with HIV and AIDS.
Present at the report launch was the UN AIDS Country Director for Ghana, Hector Sasila, who called on stakeholders to prioritize domestic funding to help close the gap created by the withdrawal of US AIDS support.
Now we're facing globally challenges in HIV response due to the lack of funding globally, and this is also touching Ghana. So we need to try to make efforts to mobilize domestic funding.
In response, Acting Director General of the Commission highlighted that the Commission will now focus on domestic production of HIV care commodities.
We are going to rely mostly on the domestic production of the commodities. The commodities, we mean HIV medications, the condoms, the lubricants, and all the test kits that go alongside with the HIV care.
The Ghana AIDS Commission says it remains committed to ending the HIV epidemic in the country in the shortest possible term. Maxwell Aklobuto for Joy News.
Day in the Bonoahavo Zonal Championship, four schools won short at glory at the 2025 National Maths and Science Quiz, a zonal crown on the line. After a fierce journey through qualifiers and zonals, it all comes down to this moment. But before we go to the Bono region to speak with Collins Rimpo, let's take a quick moment to look back at yesterday's semi-finals.
I was very, the excitement was super. All I have to tell them is they should learn. Cinema, we are very, very excited. We are very, very excited. So, next time.
Can't explain how I feel. It was
better than expected. And alhamdulillah, all praises to God, the maker of the heavens and the earth. Since the SUSEC took the championship from us, we are bringing it back. Inshallah.
We thought we were never going to win, but we became the underdogs. Let me tell you something. An American philosopher, Winnie Docotus, once said, and I quote, "If it is not in our power to determine what is right, we ought to follow what is probable. But if the truth becomes suspicious, lies can no longer be tolerated." And now we show them that the lies